This is Rabbi Nassan Elbron, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey. Recording for Friday, March 18th, 2022. We will continue on Chaf Dalet Amud Aleph 24a, the second section, the green text. Everyone had a Freilichin Purim. So we wanted to know on Wednesday, what's a big enclosure? What's a small enclosure? All right, so Amar Avashi, Kol Hecha de Rohit Abbasrei, Matile Bechad Shichya, Bibar Gad Katan. Right, anywhere where you run after it, right, the Rohit Abbasrei, and you can reach it, Matile, right, in one lunge, right, in one step and lunge, that's a Bibar Katan. Beidach Bibar Gad. But if you're chasing it all over the place, you got to run for a while, that is considered a large enclosure. Inami. Right, or perhaps kolhecha deika ukze, right? Any enclosure where you have right a bunch of different little okets is like the end of the. Right, we know that word from the end of the estrog, but you have corners, you have crevices, you have places where the animals can hide. Bibar gadol, that's a, that. Then you still have to go find it. It's not yet trapped. Viidach, but if it's just a plain square open area. That's a bibar katan. That's a small bibar. So that, interestingly, is not so much, right, big or small, as much as it is hiding places versus open area. Inami, right? This is maybe the most literal. Another interpretation of small, large enclosure. Kol hecha de nafli tula de kotle ahadadi. Anywhere where the shadows, the tula, right, of the walls will fall one upon the other. Right? I mean, the walls are close enough to each other that their shadows will hit the right the wall opposite it. Bibar katan. That's a bibar katan. Ve'idach. But if the shadows fall on the walls, enough space in between that the shadows fall on the ground, that is a bibar gadol. That's a large bibar, and therefore the animal is not considered trapped. So Shimon Gamliel Omer, Shimon Gamliel says, lo kol habibar in shavin. Right? That's a quote from the Mishnah. Not all bibar are equal. Depends on, you know, what type animal, etc. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. So Yosef says in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, says the name of Shmuel. Halacha ke Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. The halacha is in accordance with Shimon ben Gamliel. So Amar le Abaye halacha michlal de pligi. So Abaye says, if we have to state that the halacha is in accordance with the position of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, obviously somebody argues. So Amar le, right? So if Yosef says, back to my nafkel chamina, right? What do you care if somebody argues? The halacha is like of Shimon ben Gamliel. So Amar le, Abaye says back, right? Gemara, Gemara, Zemorta, Tehei. Now, that was an old popular saying. It probably sounded much cooler in Aramaic back in the day. But the translation essentially is as follows, right? Gemara, Gemara, right? You go and learn the Gemara, right? The learning. Zemort, it should be a Zemira, like Zemiros on Shabbos. It should just be like you're reading Zemiros. Like, that's nonsense. We learn, we investigate. Yes, we want to know who holds like this and who holds like that. For so many reasons, this is not a silly song that we're doing here. Oh, luckily I'm showing him Leo and I don't know what. Do it to a fancy tune. No, we investigate. We learn every angle, every option. Right, that's part of learning. Abaye, that's like a smackdown that Abaye does to poor Rabbi Yosef, the son of Rabbi Yehuda, or the name, at least the name of Rabbi Yehuda. Zaklal. Right, now we go back to his rule. Kol mechusar tzei, that anything which is lacking trapping, i.e. it is not yet trapped, you can't trap, because then you're trapping. Hey chidami mechusar tzeda. The Gemara wants to know, what's considered not trapped, right? Lacking trapping. So Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, says Rav Yosef, in the name of Rav Yehuda, says the name of Shmuel. Kol she'omer have mitsuda unitsudenu. Anyone, at any case where they say, hey, let's bring a trap and go get it, that's a pretty good indication that it is not yet trapped, because we need a trap to get it. So Amale Abaye, right? Now Abaye is taking on Rav Yosef again, but here in a more substantive way, not with cute quips. right? V'ha'avazin v'tarnagolin, right? What about geese and chickens? Sha'omrim, that people say about them, ha'vei mitzuda unitzudenu, let us bring a trap and trap it. V'tanya, but we learn in a b'raisa, ha'tzad avazin v'tarnagolin, if you go and, right, trap geese and chickens. Vione hardisaot, right? These hardisian doves, whatever they are. Pater, you're exempt, right? Because obviously they are considered trapped. Right? It's kind of like the geese we have. I mean, not that anyone should touch the geese in the neighborhood, and you probably get a big fine and a ticket, even if they are standing on the street in your way. They're not that hard to catch, ostensibly. Back to the Gemara, right? The Braisa says they are pater, even though people say, let's go get a trap and trap them. So Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna Amar Shmuel. So says Rabba, the son of Rav Huna, the name of Shmuel. No, there's a difference between the kinds of birds we're talking about. Halalu ba'in the kluvan la'erev. Right, these come back to their, right, literally to roost, but they come back to their birdhouse, dovecote, whatever we call it, at night. And therefore, they're considered trapped. The halalu, but the ones where you say, right, it's a problem, ain't buying the klubin la'era. Those are ones that would not come back to their, right, to their cages, whatever they are, in the evening. All right, so at this point, we are distinguishing between different types of birds. All right, any bird that comes back to, all right, to its cage, to its dovecote in the evening, that's considered already trapped. It's not very hard to get it. Right, going therefore to get one of those is not a problem. If it doesn't come back at night, right, it might fly away. When you go ahead, when you say, right, Have mitsuda unitsudena, let's go get a trap and trap it, you would indeed be, right, liable. If it comes back in the evening, so you're not liable. Gemara says, wait a minute. Bahareyone shovach vione aliyah, right? The doves from the, you know, the dove coats or the let's say the loss, but, you know, different places that they kept their birds. Dibayin lekluvan be'erev, they do come back to those dovecotes at night. Vitanya, and we learned in a brisa, hatzad, if you trap yonei shovach v'yonei aliyah, the doves from the lofts and the dovecotes, v'tziporin shekinenu b'tzvichen, right, and you have birds that are nesting in pitchers in buildings, says the English. Right, Babiros Chayev, you're indeed liable. Right, so we just disproved our theory. These animals come back to roost at night, and yet if you trap them, you're Chayev. Right, we just said before they come back at night, they're not considered trapped. You would be Pater. Now we say they're Chayev. So we need to find a different way to distinguish between. Right, which birds are you considered trapping? Which birds is it not considered trapping? Clearly, whether they come back at night or not is not the criteria. So come back on Monday, and Monday Rabba will suggest a different criteria as regards the which birds are trapped and which are not. This concludes our learning for today. Enjoy the weekend. Please come back. Join me on Monday.